Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of working with Kiwis is my one-of-a-kind Kiwi sorbet. What I love so much about this recipe, it really works well for a palate cleanser. What most people don't understand is that kiwis, they actually do have quite a bit of juice in them. So when we start to turn this into a puree and we make it for our sorbet, it does have a lot of juice in it and it has a really fresh flavor that's good for cleansing the palate. Let's get started. The very next thing we're going to need are three kiwis that we're going to clean and we're going to dice small. Now, when I'm talking about cleaning kiwis, they're supposed to have seeds in them. I promise you, that's not a bad thing. You can never take out all the seeds of a kiwi. We're just trying to take off that nice little fuzzy skin that's around the kiwi. And once we take the skin off, we're going to dice these small. The next thing that we're going to do is I'm going to blend these into an actual juice, and I just use my handheld immersion blender. If you don't have an immersion blender, you could throw them in a regular blender. That's totally fine, as long as you remember to blend them with 1 cup of sugar through 1 cup of sparkling water. This is very important because the base of the flavor of our sorbet is going to be the sugar and the kiwi juice that we're going to get off the four kiwis. Now remember, I yield for four. So if you're yielding for, you know, let's say you want to do this for a party or something, you know, you got 10, 12 people, you just want to increase that recipe up. And realistically, what we're getting, once we blend the kiwi and remove the skin, everybody is getting one kiwi, pretty much is what it comes down to. So I want to make sure that we got our four kiwis. We're going to clean, blend into juice, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of sparkling water. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to put that in a small saucepan. I'm going to add 1 teaspoon of xanthan gum. I'm going to make sure to blend that in there as well. And you can actually blend the xanthan gum with the mix while it's still in the blender before pouring it in. I'm going to let that reduce down by half. Once it comes down by half and it starts to get pretty thick, I'm going to go ahead and take that, put it into an ice cream machine, and let that do its thing, which takes about 15 to 20 minutes into the canister. If you do not have an ice cream machine, you could put this in a hotel pan, and you can actually just scrape it out after it freezes up, and it wouldn't take no more than about, I'd say about a good 3 hours to get a really good texture on your kiwi sorbet. And enjoy. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, please give me a like at www.hhtheuntamedchef.com and go to my Facebook page from there. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnes.